Welcome, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So we begin this year with inspiring, effective kick-butt protection of life as we welcome the return of indefatigable, dedicated ally Diane Wilson, Seadrift, Texas fisherwoman activist, recently triumphant. This feels like justice, legal victory over Formosa Plastics. And we've put the link to this fabulous article, fabulous event. $50 million settlement is the largest U.S. history involving a private citizen's lawsuit against an industrial polluter. It goes on. Diane Wilson, a retired shrimper and environmental activist, sued Formosa in July 2017. Go long-term dedication, alleging that its Port Comfort plant had illegally discharged thousands of plastic pellets and other pollutants into Lavaca Bay and other nearby waterways. Environmental group San Antonio Bay Estuarine Waterkeeper, represented by two private attorneys, joined Wilson in the suit. Having the $50 million settlement go to local environmental projects feels like justice, Wilson said in a statement. Formosa polluted Lavaca Bay and nearby waterways for years, and now it will pay for strong community projects that will improve the health and welfare of our waterways and beaches. Welcome, low-voiced Diane Wilson.
Thank you, Caroline. I'm glad you're kind of going along with me there. We sound like two old men on the phone.
No, we're going for Paul Robeson. We're going for Paul Robeson, low voice. This is the year of low-voiced women. Diane called me, I called you, and she's like, I don't know, my voice is pretty low because of a cold. I go, it's fabulous, fabulous. It's low from the underworld initiatory triumph that you've earned.
Yeah, that's very true, Caroline.
So we are two Librans, a Libran rat and a Libran dragon. They like each other. But I did want to just bring in my currently favorite word as a theme for 2020, which is the word deliberate. It comes from Libra. And even better, by influence of liberare, which means to liberate, and from librare, to balance. So isn't it marvelous that liberare, liberate, and liberare are dancing in this word? To be deliberate is to be in a state of liberating balance. Yes, so you've been pretty deliberate, Diane Wilson, for quite a while.
Oh, yeah, I've been, some people call it persistent. Some people, I know at the very end of our settlement, I had, you know, the people at the plant, the kind of management down there, they kind of call me the crazy lady, but I had some Taiwanese American upper management out of New Jersey, and first time I met her, she looked at me and she said, "I respect your persistence." So it's to me, it's focus and persistence, and to me, that's deliberation. You're right on that one.
No, I love it. All right, deliberate. There's many portals to the underworld, so we want to be stepping deliberately. And, you know, you also remind me of, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You're both Librans, born at the full moon with the moon in Aries, you and Alexandria. And I don't know if you saw the documentary on her called, I think it's Knocking Down the House, but it's very you. It's very what we all want. It's deliberate how you come up against all odds, and you know, and all the helpers that show up and go, you got to be, if you're on the side of good, you have to be especially detail oriented. So you did with your lawyer team, you went through all, just animate it for us. You brought sacks and sacks of plastic that you'd collected, right?
We had over, I think we took over 8,000 videos, and we had over 2,500 samples, and we collected every day for 4 years. We were out there in that water, and like I said, that's why they some of the folks out there call us kind of crazy, because I mean, you just do it and you do it and you do it, and it makes a difference. It really does.
Yeah, no, it's like, in Arabic, there's a wonderful word, majnoon, which means crazy for the divine. So there's many kinds of crazy, right? And you can go, you mean majnoon, I'm crazy for protecting life. Yes, come
and
join
very
us.
Very true, very yeah. cool. I remember that one.
No, that's right. Yeah, majnoon. You go, majnoon. I was, absolutely. And then they will think you're even more interesting. I loved how everything's gliding into place, us with our low voices. But just even just a little bit of the previous show, Echo Shock, where they had Heather McTeer and, momscleanairforce.org, and she was calling on everybody, and very much, again, what you're dedicated to, it's the whole story. It's the climate crisis and the fuel and people in prison and, ecological justice and wise governance, that everybody has what they need, for the all children of all species. So that was a great segue, the previous show, momscleanairforce.org. Yeah. We go, that's great. So, yeah, but it's like yourself and like Sarah James protecting the Arctic, because on your Facebook feed, right, on December 26th, there was the Formosa plastic venting, factory venting, right, a huge plume of flame.
Oh yeah, there's well, that's kind of like a common occurrence. I mean, it's like, matter of fact, you can even, and I'm a pretty good ways, we got the bays where all the shrimpers are right up against it, but you have, you can be 25 miles away and you can sit there and see that flare go off, and it literally, I have had people take pictures and send them to me. It looks like an atomic blast. That's how huge it is. And it's just, it's like a train going through. And it's all the time.
Right. It is an outrage. But again, there's a feeling, well, you're against all odds, long, completely earned victory, right? And then we keep going, right? But that's really happened. Like, that's for sure. There really is this $50 million going into community benefit,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We are, right now, we're on a deadline of getting the engineers to fix the infrastructure inside Formosa so it gets to zero discharge, so they won't be discharging pellets and powder. We have a monitor that is going to be going out there and checking that they're not violating it. And I mean a zero discharge. So we have a monitor being paid to do that. We have a remediator to make sure the cleanup is done right. And $50 million goes into all of these different projects in Calhoun County. And like I said, this is one of the few, because we're having Formosa go to the state agency and say, we want zero discharge on our wastewater permit. And I mean, that's what we want across the country. We want right. all of these plastic companies wanting it on their permit is like zero emissions.
Right.
So yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's a done deal.
Oh, that's so exciting. Right, so you are actually a great friend, really, to Formosa, because you're guiding them into ethics, which will eventually pay off even in crude terms for them, right? I mean, it will be better
for their... friend is a...
well, I like it. You're a friend of their soul, and therefore an enemy of their bad actions, right? Because it's not good for anybody, or even a corporation, to get away with horribleness, right? So there's so much. There was the Sea Drift documentary that came out, I guess, in the fall, right?
Oh, Sea Drift, Texas. So that was quite a documentary. Yes, Sea Drift's got quite a history that few people know about it, and it's probably because we're such a small rural place that people don't often hear what goes down in small town United States. And it was on the Vietnamese. It was the Vietnamese crabbers. It was after the Vietnam War, and a lot of families moved into Cedar, which is probably one of the last authentic fishing villages on the Texas Gulf Coast. And it eventually, you know, the to me, a lot of it had to do with the people coming in, nobody communicating, nobody helping to communicate, no agencies involved helping communication. And so, and people, I guess, having too much fear with each other and too much worrying that somebody's going to take something of mine. And it eventually escalated into a shooting, a killing, boats burnt, houses burnt, you know, and it, this was in Seadrift, but there was, you know, there was other stuff up the Texas coast around, you know, Seabrook and Galveston. And then naturally the Klansmen tried to hop in the middle of it just to get it even worse. And the good thing, the one thing this film showed, and it was very good, is that this town wouldn't allow the Klansmen in. And, you know, and now I like to say that the Vietnamese are the best part of our community in this. You know, if we're better community, it's because they're there.
Right. Well, one of your great strategic skills, and we are here to completely bless that everything wonderful and good in your life and about yourself only increase in this 2020, which so far seems like a good year. But you are really good at finding the all-encompassing, all-inclusive story. And, you know, just to go back, you know, I've hosted you many times. It's all wonderful, but it goes back to when Nina Simons had a grant to introduce women that she thought should meet. It was a great, great, wonderful thing in 2002 or three, or anyway. And that's where we all met, right? And you were indefatigable then, and some of us.
Was unbelievable amount of women there, I guarantee you. That was, that one I will never, ever forget. Yeah.
Right. Well, Code Pink came out of it, and yourself came out of it, and alliances came out of it, and just all kinds of things. But, excuse me, and that led to some of us showing up in Seadrift, which was great. And then just have to honor again the incredibly live radio show we did in, you know, in a car
right
outside the Dow Chemical Factory. What?
That's right. Right outside there. That was unbelievable. And it was for Bhopal. And people should know that was, and matter of fact, the people in Bhopal, the network, later got a hold of me, and they said that was the most successful hunger strike they had had, and Code Pink and all you women involved were what helped make it that. So that was, it was phenomenal. I think over 1,000 people joined, and 8 different countries, and you know, and our what they call the point of the spear was right there, and they're hearing it over your radio in front of Union Carbide. Sure was.
Right. No, that's right, and I guess just sort of connect again, just to reconnect what you know so well, but for our listening dynamic. So, Bhopal disaster in India. Was Dow Chemical, just to give us a little bit and how it's actually an ongoing thing, right?
Yeah. It was Union Carbide, and Union Carbide was doing a experimental pesticide plant, and it was not doing good, and so they were gradually taking all the precautions, all the safety, and to one night, the unthinkable happened, and there was a runaway action with that pesticide. And it went off among a community of millions surrounding them, and thousands died and are still dying. And up to this date, almost over 30 years, it is over 20 some odd thousand have died from that, and there was no justice. So it's still trying for justice for Bhopal, and it's like, Do not forget. Do not forget, because it's in the forgetting that you lose the justice.
Right. Right. And part of what happened in the live radio show on cell phones in a sweaty car while you were fasting and being effective and chaining yourself inside the Dow Chemical lot and, again, connecting globally with Bhopal people and the network in Bhopal, when we were on the radio, it was so great because I think we had you on cell phone from where you were chained to one of their walls.
Yeah, yeah.
But because it was a KPFT, our Houston affiliate, which was great, we got unlikely callers and truckers driving by going, I've never listened to this station before, but that woman, Diane Wilson, what she's saying was the truth. I drove by one day and they were spraying this mist. It was all over my car. I shouldn't have washed it off, but it took the paint off, you know. So that woman, she's saying is true, and I'm with her.
Yeah.
Right? So again, and I'm a good old boy, and I usually vote Republican, you know, whatever. So,
you did. You got a real interesting a group of listeners that day. Probably all they.
Yeah. Heading into 2020, we really do, you know, want that this intriguing year. And I like, just for the fun of it, your kick butt medicine mojo effective, and it's like, you know, from the Women's March and many things, the people on the stage were saying, I want you to support these people's long, difficult struggle, and I go, well, yeah, but I want to support their effective dedication as well.
That's true, but
so today the moon is in Aries, and when you were born the moon's in Aries, so it's the woofy woman, you know, and it's the first quarter of the moon, it's the woofy woman dancing with, you know, effectiveness, and, you know, that we bring these systems of wise governance into place that are, you know, compassionate, because you've done so much work in prisons that it's all related, right? You've spent time in prisons.
You will find you know, it's when you come from a real small town like I do, you don't realize how connected it all is. But, you know, but I did find out by just beginning and, you know, and then going to jail. Matter of fact, that was probably one of my most important lessons that I learned. And I remember one time I was there. I was in there for 3 months. And I had, believe it or not, I had the Green Party out of Texas. They come there and they wanted me to run for office. And I said, hey, I'm in jail. And they're like, oh no, that would be even better. And I always said, if I was ever elected to an office, I'd make sure everybody spent at least 2 weeks in jail, because then they will finally understand about the justice system in the United States. And I do. I still advocate that. You know, if people only knew what was going on, it would change how you get involved in the justice system and what you call a inmate and what their rights are and, you know, all of that.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great thing to we want to put things into this bubbling cauldron of death and rebirth and ladle things out and experiment. So I think, you know, a citizen requirement would be to spend, what you said, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 weeks in prison,
2 weeks,
2 weeks in prison.
Yes,
I think that's a pretty good idea. It's like a undercover Law and Order criminal intent. Bobby goes inside undercover. But I think that's a really good idea, because, you know, I was perusing, of course, as I always do, but especially today, your Facebook feed, and just to remind ourselves, you know, people who go into prison and can't post $30 bail and are there and then die in mysterious and horrible ways, you know, again, the bail thing, so the lifting of bail,
it's
that's
so
a good
outrageous
direction.
It is so outrageous that people have to put up bail. I know there was I know I just read that instance where that guy died. He didn't have $40 to get out. And there was another one when I was in Harris County Jail, which is up in Houston. And there was a guy there, had been in there a solid year, And they lost him inside the system, and he had long since paid off all his bail money and everything, and he was just lost in jail, and you know, kind of in one of those cells, and everybody forgot him, and you know, so it's can be tragic. It's not only for the people in there, their families. When I was in the county jails, and they're outrageous. Matter of fact, they're murderers is what they are. And it was like the thing that was so upsetting to those women, the thing that bothered them 24 hours a day is what is happening to my kids. And it's tragic. So it's not just the inmates. It's the families. It's terrible. I can't even imagine what's going on down at the border. It just...
Well, you did post that incredible photo of the woman leaning through the fence to breastfeed her baby on the other side of the wire fence.
Yeah,
it's like a demonic tarot card. It's just the worst. The children, and so you know, we're calling for sane, reverent, common sense, and 3 weeks in prison for anybody complicitous, for starters. It's like,
And I mean, and actually, I think you need to go to county jails, because I think the county jails are way worse than the prisons. At least with the prisons, they give you a job and you got things to do. In a county jail, you are sitting in a 4x4 cell and just staring at the walls. And I guarantee you, that can really break some people. Don't go to county jails.
Right, so there's the prison, there's the climate, there's the plastics, there's so much to cover, and it is all somehow connected.
Yeah.
And then there's our buddies, at Friday Fire Drill in Washington, Jane Fonda spent her birthday in prison.
Good for her.
Yeah. So all these things, and she was inspired by Greta Thunberg and all of Greta Thunberg's contemporaries, and we go, right, so it's everybody, it's everyone, and then you'd also posted again, we just put everything on our altar of deplorable irony, the Australian, that's right, Morrison reacts in Australia saying, no children. Photo, right? Children in the sea, surrounded by fire. Now you children have no reason to be concerned, he said, about climate. Everybody's in the water. Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody's in the water. Everybody's in prison. Everybody's surrounded by fire. And all the critters, and to all of our allies. I know so many people in Australia. I mean, it's a big place, right? Hello. And to have an entire country on fire.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
So here we go.
And we're all connected. Anybody who doesn't believe that is like, I don't know, they're from Jupiter or Mars or not from here.
Those are good places.
they're from the
Republican underworld. Right. So it is. So we do want to put on our altar of composting the many conniption fit inducing horrors and cruelties, right? And then we also want to see, because this is such a powerful, opportune time, and that's why I'm so delighted to have you be our first show, Visionary Activist Show of the Year, going, right, this quality. This quality of dedicated, indefatigable, knock down the house, include people in the vision, and triumph. All right. So do you feel more traction now? Like, okay, let's see more.
I do, and it's all rather surprised. It's all surprising because, like I said, I've been doing this for 30
forever.
Years, and it's like you're right. There is something out there in that ether. I think things are really moving, and I feel it.
Yeah.
I literally, when they talk about, they say the mother is here, and you can feel her, you can hear her talking. It's I can, and she's moving.
Right. Great. No, that's really it. So, you know, there's all those work songs that are wonderful from the South, what kept people going. But one of them is, you know, didn't know I was going to have to work so hard. Right. So we go.
Yeah.
Right. And also, you know, for all of us, you know, it's lucky we don't know how long things take.
Yes.
Going here,
yeah.
Start this, yeah, Diane, and in 30
true.
Years, you'll have a victory.
That's true.
So,
Well, you know what they say, you know, I got a simple thing. They always said, you know, like the grandfather clock. If the grandfather clock thought about all the ticks he had to tick, he'd quit ticking. So don't think about the ticks. You just, every day, you just keep doing it. Every day.
Right. Inch by inch, step by step. Right.
Inch by inch. One bit at a time. That's how you do it.
Right, and I do have the sign inspired by seeing it in your yard because it cracks me up. It just says "Beware of." Well, just beware. I just love it. It's just redneck irony.
It's got a lot of humor in it too. A lot of humor in it.
So things are really moving. That's right. Things are really moving. We're going to take a very short musical break in a moment. But so things are moving, and the mother is speaking. And I want to move us into this realm that you're so comfortable in. You are my favorite thing in the world. You are a pragmatic mystic, meaning, all right, we're engaging everything. We're dedicating, and we're calling in the prayer, and forming partnerships with everything we love. You know, the fish and the ants. Sisters and the water and the thing. So we will be doing that, because what you said, you know, she's really alive, and in the kind of guiding astro mythology of now for all of us, you know, Uranus, nature's evolutionary genius, is in Taurus, the manifest realm of nature, stationing, looks like it's standing still in the sky, inward, retrograde, inward, and then on January 10th, which is a full moon, lunar eclipse, Uranus goes forward, outward. So whatever we're cultivating now, radio magic, and in our own personal lives of dedication, goes outward into the realm of connecting. So it's very exciting that way. So yeah, and Big Mama, it's like the Earth is waking up, and it's like a great late ally, Bob Goff, would say, climate change is inevitable. Human adaptation is optional, right? So we're voting for humans to have manners again, and we'll play with that. But before we go to break, I mean, do you know what your next inch is? What's your next inch?
No, I don't. A lot of times it just comes in a dream.
That's it.
I really follow my dreams. I have had, you know, because it's so lonely and solitary down here, I really and truly follow my dreams, and they guide you.
Right. And then, you know, I just because we're all in this dream together, and so there, you're the Diane Wilson part of all of us, and on. But I was remarking on your fantastic chart, and just a little bit, Neptune dreams and vision is rising in the east when you're born, and it's in a very positive, you know, again, that's why you're a pragmatic mystic, because you blend it to your story and you hum this desire for sane reverence in other people, and you really use that. And what you said, it comes in a dream. It's so lonely and solitary down here. And we can all kind of relate as winter sets in, lonely and solitary.
Yes.
And it's like a friend said, the energy is so strong that to step off it is to run right into it. Pah, 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 pah.
Yeah.
And another friend said, well, The way to step off it is to feel too alone, and then it's like, whoa, which is the horrific perversity that what you said about prison, it's enforcing people's terrible psychotic aloneness and feeling apartness, which is what gave rise to the whole problem.
Yeah.
Yes, we will be redreaming the world into being. So our wonderful, wonderful guest is Diane Wilson, indefatigable protector of life in effective ways. And this is the Visionary Activist Show, first show of the year. And we'll be right back after this very short break. Perhaps. Maybe. Well, we could be. We could be back. I surprised them by being 10 seconds early. Well, we're still here. That was an extremely short break. So, team, do you want to play the Taj Mahal break music, or shall we just keep going? We'll be right back after this very short break. No, never mind.
She shook the constellations and dazzled them across his eyes. She shook the constellations and dazzled them across his eyes. She showered his head with quasars and made his torus cry.
Oh, get down.
Chanty, 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 come blow my chanty home. Telegraph my indigo sky ship, make its voyage long.
Now get down.
The Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. And today we are hosting one of my favorite humans on the planet, Diane Wilson, fresh from her long-earned 30 years, really, in the making, indefatigable victory with legal support and environmental groups in Seadrift, Texas, against Formosa Plastics, a $50 million settlement that goes into environmental protection and monitoring. And as you said, that's what I meant. So Formosa gets a monitor, and they now must do zero discharge, which is
that's right.
Bill McDonough's been working on this with, you know, factories in Germany and stuff, going, here's what you got to do. You got to make the water effluent, you know, cleaner than what the water you take in. You got to have zero discharge. And they found that they were actually in the slightly longer run. Those companies were saving money. But a monitor and zero discharge. So we're up for taking callers. It's a wonderful opportunity to praise Diane or to ask her a specific strategy question, something really useful, because we are teasing our dreams into strategy. You can call in 510-848-4425. 510-848-4425. Let's see who would like to show up. But so we'll play with that, and then yes, wonderful. Board Op will let me know when people call. That's great. So there is so much. You know, again, well, indefatigable, because also on your Facebook page and everything, you know, as more plastics are coming, right? So it's neck and neck, right? Beauty and sanity against insane cruelty and perverse, you know, destruction.
Absolutely.
Of everything.
Absolutely. Neck and neck.
So,
yeah.
Right. So we're betting on beauty. But what was the article that's like, more plastics are in the works, more, that's right, in the perversity of, you know, more coal and, I mean, what's the more plastics in the work theme?
Well, what it means is you've got all that fracking oil, gas, all of that, and what the companies have found out, the way to make the profit now is into plastic. So we have all of that fracking going on in Texas, and they're putting it into this plastic production on the Texas Gulf Coast. Matter of fact, I think Formosa is increasing now up to they'll be up to $7 billion where I'm at. In Louisiana, they're going to be almost $8 billion there to make a plastic plant. The Exxon Saudi plant right down in Corpus Christi is going to do $9 billion. And then in up in Pennsylvania, in the Appalachian area, they're just like, wow, we're going to make plastic here. And so, I mean, all of these plans to build all these plastic-producing companies are, I mean, they're all in the works. They're getting permits. They're getting tax abatements. And they're just plowing their way into, with all of this outcry about how the plastic is drowning us, and the studies that are coming up with the harm that is done and how far they have went into the oceans and into the human bodies, and they're finding these plastics, and yet they still produce it. They want more.
Right. It's yeah. Even in I was teaching in Bali in a remote beach, Ahmed, and picked up some of their salt from that beach, and it's also got microplastics in it. Almost
yes.
all salt.
Yes.
So it is everywhere again. So it's against all odds, calling for Trickster. Well, here's our first caller, Trickster, Cynthia with Code Pink. Hey, come on in.
Oh. Hello? There's all these dogs barking out in the back.
Up, you're on, Cynthia, with Code Pink. Maybe.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Welcome. We can.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hi, Caroline. Hi, Diane. I love you so much.
Oh, Diane, yeah. Wilson. I think I know you.
You know me. And what, I just wanted to ask you, have you seen that movie called The Report about the CIA torture program? And I wanted to honor you again for your hunger fast, which I also did, to
yes,
get prison
did.
Release from Guantanamo.
Yes, you did. I remember really well. Yes, yes.
I went 84 days.
I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Okay, well, have somebody with you when you see it, because it's horrifying.
Yeah.
And we're going to try here to get Dianne Feinstein to release that report that took, 5 or 6 years for the Senate to put together, and it still hasn't come out.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to definitely see that. I saw it was on, I think it's on Netflix down here. I don't have a TV set, but I do have a computer.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. I want to be like you. First, I got the yard sign. Now, soon, maybe I'll get rid of my TV. That's really great. And also what you say, Cynthia, I mean, this is a time of revelation, and that's also what we want to let it all come out. And even though it's horrific, it's always better to know than not know. And, you know, I will be on January 16th hosting Stephen Kinzer, hosted him twice before, All the Shah's Men, and also on Teddy Roosevelt. And his latest book is on the CIA drug torturing program. And so there's all of it coming out. Let it all come out. You know, it's all getting dredged up. But, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, thank you.
You're welcome, and I'll never forget you going over the White House fence, Diane.
Oh,
I was there that day. I saw you go over the White House fence. And
I was there, too. I was there, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was there, too. Scampering over there. And I remember when the CIA guy came over to us and said, is she dangerous? And I'm like, no, she's really dedicated to, you know, a wonderful life for all beings. And your erstwhile lawyer said, we don't have to tell you. I'm like, remind me to never hire that lawyer. So they just wanted to know, you know, is she dangerous? No, she's the opposite of dangerous. But there she is scampering over the White House wall. But that is important, which is, I mean, you have gone to prison. You have done many things. You've chained yourself. You've done innumerable 40-day fasts and all kinds of stuff. And so it's too simple to say you got away with it. But you do, like the Secret Service guys had an affectionate respect for you that I met.
Yeah. Well, even that lady that I met from the Taiwan management, she told me she wanted to hug me. Because she respected me. And, you know, and we were getting $15 million and zero discharge, and she went up and hugged me. She said, can I hug you? So
that's adorable.
No. So no matter which side, there's things you can respect about your adversary.
I like
right.
that very
and much. Yes, right. And I think we want to dissolve sides. It's like, you know, there are sane, reverent people and those who are not yet. Right? So the Taiwanese Formosa woman, you know, was right in the middle. She was moving from not yet to yet, you know, or here.
Yeah.
Not yet to now. You know, it's like, it's all like dog whisper. It's like, come on over here. There you, no. Who's a good citizen? Yes, you are. There, no. Hey, no, over here. There you go. Well, thank you so much, Cynthia. I'm going to go to our next caller,
you,
who is...
Okay, thanks. And remember the jellyfish.
Oh, the jellyfish, yes. Which part of them?
They shut Diablo Canyon nuclear plant, and we're going to try to do that again in 2020. we're going to
right now. The jellyfish did that. That's an important theme because the jellyfish closed the nuclear reactor in Diablo Canyon at the same time that a nuclear reactor in Scotland was closed by jellyfish. And I go jellyfish, which are thriving in climate crisis warming, right? And so I love the jellyfish going. We're expanding, and we're going to go shut down the thing that gave rise to us.
Now
poison ivy. That poison ivy also doing well.
Oh yeah.
So we want poison ivy to surround.
I love you both.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Bye bye.
Love
woof,
you.
Woof, woof.
Bye bye.
Let's go to our next spirited ally, Catherine in Novato. Hello, Catherine in Novato. Calling
Hello.
Catherine in Novato. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
All right. Yes, I jumped off speakerphone. Sorry. So I just want to say I'm new to all this activism as far as calling up a radio station and saying anything, but I love you. I love your show. I love who you have on today. And when I first started listening to you, I didn't get you. I didn't understand what you were saying. And I do. I do so much more now. And what I want to say today is I am an advocate of the environment, and I have been following this issue for about 15 years now. My kids are in college, and it's called geoengineering, and it's happening in our skies all the time. And I live in Nevada, Marin County, and I walk this morning, and it's everywhere. And I've taken photos of it for 15 years now, and I talk to people about it, and I just want to give out a shout to this wonderful website called geoengineeringwatch.org. And there's a gentleman named Dane Wigginton, who is my guru. And, you know, it's one of those things where you don't really want to know about this because it's so frightening. And it's so upsetting to me as a mother and a grandmother. And I can't, it's like when I moved to California from New Orleans, and I learned about clear cutting. I got involved with Redwood Summer in 1990, and I knew Jeannie Barry and Dow Turney. And I just want to say I'm ready to protect the Mother Earth. And Greta has inspired me. And I'm 61, and I'm ready. You know, I'm ready. So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Go for it.
Go kick butt women. Again, Judy Berry, all hail, and Greta.
Yeah.
That's. Woof, woof. So, yes.
And it's something nobody talks about. Yeah, so. Anyway, I'm spreading the word. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So let's go to Mary in San Francisco.
Thank you.
Hello.
And thank you for doing your job. And here are other people doing their job. Gerald Nadler, the House Judiciary Committee, passed the MORE Act onto the whole House. We're going to impeach something besides a terrible man. We're going to impeach a terrible idea that goes back to 1937. Now, Kamala Harris, and wouldn't she make a splendid attorney general? Her MORE Act, Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, has gone on to the full House. I'd like to encourage people to call their House of Representatives and have them sign on to this wonderfully bipartisan act. It's a prison freedom. It basically gets the felony off people's records, keeps people from going to prison, getting deported because of this nonviolent felony, losing Section 8 housing. And guess what? Marijuana is part of the Green New Deal. Oh, Cory Booker at the Environmental Justice Forum, did he use his 3 minutes when he said, I will legalize marijuana? Consider, she sequesters carbon, she bioregenerates the soil, she provides a wonderful alternative to pharmaceutical, let's call Chemical Alley what it is, Pharmaceutical Pollution Alley. She helps veterans. This is a great act. And also the Marijuana Justice Act, put forward by Representative Barbara Lee and Senator Cory Booker. Boy, do we need to keep him in the race. And I know Kamala Harris could not have won, but she, her presence on that podium was so necessary.
And you want to know a fun thing, which is that Diane Wilson, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Kamala Harris are all Librans born at the full moon with the moon in kick butt Aries. So there.
I've never seen anything like this. She came into San Francisco. She blazed in, did the unthinkable, ran, got into the DA's office, and said marijuana is the lowest priority crime. She laid it on the line for the SFPD. She is progressive.
Excellent.
I'll tell you that.
Okay. We're definitely rooting for that part of her, absolutely. Thank you very much for your call. And I think a good augury as 2020 unfurls is the Illinois lieutenant governor buys marijuana on first day of legal sales. And we go, that's great, and expunged all the nonviolent criminal records. We go, yes. All right. So that, I think that's a good augury. I like that the Illinois lieutenant governor buys marijuana on the first day, waiting in line. Maybe he was there at 6 a.m. Going at last. So that's good. Oh, how adorable. Our fourth caller is our KPFA electrician, Stephen. Stephen, come in.
How are you?
Hello?
I'm here. Steven? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you. And you're KPFA's electrician.
Well, I'm the volunteer electrician. I did the lights out in the parking lot and have other stuff to do and love to support my radio station and volunteer
Excellent.
At Alcatraz and the KPFA craft fair at the Pavilion and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I happen to have the same birthday as Ronald Reagan, Babe Ruth, and Bob Marley. And what a spectrum. And I ran for Congress in 2006 out in CD 11, which is, you know, kind of Danville, Stockton, all that area. And back then I was talking about we need to ban plastics, and we're looking at maybe 100 feet of sea level rise, which everybody totally laughed at, but now finally it's catching up. And when I was younger, I remember, you know, there were deposits on glass bottles. You took them back to the store, they gave you money, they went to bottling plants, they were washed and reused, it made jobs. And I joked for a long time, if you had a deposit on beer bottles, every high school kid would know exactly how many bottles he'd need to save to get another six-pack, and they wouldn't be breaking them on the sidewalk. And as a bicyclist, I care about that because I got to watch out for broken glass. I think that's something we need to go back to because the oil companies obviously make all the plastic. They know there's a limit to oil-based fuels, and they've gotten us addicted to this plastic bottle crap. And, you know, I carry a titanium spork in my pocket, so when I go somewhere, I don't have to throw away a plastic fork. And it's just attitudinal thing.
Yeah.
We're all getting ready that way. Is there something you would like to praise or query Diane?
Well, I haven't looked at Diane's website, but I saw that she was talking about plastics and stuff, so I want to applaud her on that. Okay. I will research your website, and thank you both for the work you're doing.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Diane, do you have a website?
No, I don't. I never had a website. The one time I did, and then it cost a little too much money.
That's adorable. So Stephen, no website, but Stephen, just search Diane Wilson online. You'll get a million things, and you'll be directed to much. So we're all quirky teammates, and thank you for taking on the Bob Marley composting Ronald Reagan assignment. That's great. Okay,
love your show. Thank you.
Woof. Thank you. Okay, that's good. Well, let's go to Marilyn in Aptos. Marilyn in Aptos.
Hi, thank you so much for your program and all your work, Diane Wilson.
I've
been involved in environmental work too. I was one of the nursing mothers in the lawsuit to ban DDT in 1969. My daughter's 51 now, but I mean, that these chemical corporations are allowed to pollute and you know, assault us all in every way is appalling. And I think of Sandra Steingraber's book, Living Downstream, An Ecologist Looks at Cancer and the Environment. And this is kind of paraphrased, but she says, it's intolerable to be regulating, monitoring, permitting known and suspected carcinogens into the environment instead of prohibiting their generation in the first place. And she says this is a form of homicide. And I think prohibiting the generation, this is a problem of the system, capitalism we live in. And I think of Chris Hedges' comments in his talk on overcoming fascism. He said, the problem is the corporate state. And unless we dismantle the corporate state, we are doomed. And how to dismantle the corporate state, I think, is a problem. The fracking, the pesticides, the plastic, the on and on, the wireless microwave industry that is destroying the planet with 5G and 4G. Anyway, how can we dismantle this corporate state? That's my question.
Well, let me toss it to Diane, but you know, my dedication is to our cultivating metaphoric agility, right? So rather than dismantle, which is interesting, I'm in favor of composting, right? So composting the coal plant, right? Because as opposed to fighting it, we strengthen whatever resists. We're going to then we can see it, right? And you can guide us. Uh-huh. You know, we compost the coal plant into sane, reverent thing. And as Diane really knows, you know, you start with a dream of the desirable vision, because if you start with reality, it's just depressing, or realism, or the reality police masquerading as realism. And so we go, right, so we're going to dissolve, and Neptune says, Solvay Coagula, dissolve and reimagine. And I think it's also looking at all the crooked up to no good. It's like Catherine Austin Fitz years ago said, even crooks could make more money making a place beautiful than trashing it. You know, it's just...
That's true.
So stupid.
True.
And all of the, I mean, we have really sleazy shakedown artists, non-artists, goons in office. But to most crime, there's an art. And we just got to, if they could be liberated from that and all that creativity going into up to no goodness, liberated into come this way. So I think, you know, again, with the likes of your wonderful self, Marilyn, you know, to go, and here's this, and here's how it could be. Yeah, and this is, I think, part of Diane's, you know, genius going, this is, and this is how it could be. Come on.
Another world possible, another system is possible to make the goodness happen. I'll get off the air on the next person calling.
Okay, bye. That's great. Thank you so much. But, it's like years ago when people were saying another world is possible. I think I was hosting Alex Stefan, and we were like, there's got to be a little more fun language. And somebody called up. I have no idea who this is, but I'm grateful to them forever. So I'm really a hip guy in Oakland. Said, right, the language rather than another world is possible. We're on the turf debating how to get it percolating. I go, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Anyway, so that's fun. Let's see. Well, let's go. We got a slew of enthusiastic callers. Let's go to Leif in Berkeley.
Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Okay, great. Thanks for taking my call. The scientists say that it's debatable. 30% of the planet warming has to do with me and you, and it doesn't have anything to do with the corporations. I'm 61. I've been an environmentalist since I could walk. And I don't believe there's any new Green Deal. I don't believe there's any such thing. So what I'm hoping people will do is maybe when they call into your or other programs, tell me or anyone else, because I need someone to tell me this, because right now I don't believe anyone's doing anything but me. What your carbon footprint is, quantify it.
Yep.
Quantify your carbon footprint and reduce it. Reduce it to neutral and reduce it to negative. And as long as I'm not hearing anyone say that, I don't believe we're going to make it through this. We need to talk about what we're doing, and we need to collaborate with each other, and we need personally take our responsibilities, including What do you need glass bottles for, with respect to the last caller?
Okay, what's your vision? We say we're composting the whole idea of plastic and glass bottles, and out of it, you are conjuring what, Leaf? What do we see?
Don't use plastics.
No, come on, Leaf. All right, it's like critique and bless. You know, again, if we're going to be the next level of effective, like Diane, you know, you go, this is terrible, and here's what it could be. So that's your assignment, Leaf, to...
Someone could plant a tree, and someone could call in and tell me what they're doing, or someone could tell somebody else what they're doing.
That's all very exactly. We're in accord. But we don't need, what do we need bottles for? And then see what you want to do is you're going, and instead we could, you know, we don't need plates. It could have been banana leaves.
I could not buy anything in glass bottles. There's nothing I need in glass bottles. I don't need beer.
Okay.
I don't need soda. So that's something people could do. They could also
there you go.
They could also not draw. So what I'm talking specifically is about quantifying what your carbon footprint is, not pretending you don't have one. If you can't reduce it, if you don't quantify. I'm asking everyone to quantify.
Okay, we will take that to heart. Thank you. Thank you, Leaf in Berkeley. And that will leave us time to perfectly segue. I just want to honor your quintiles, Diane Wilson, because they are available to all of us as we hum them. It's a 72-degree angle of irresistible eloquence. It kind of goes back to where we started with deliberate, meaning deliberate is to be liberating and also to be balanced. To be deliberate is to be in a state of liberating balance. And the quintile, because I did point this out to myself, looking at your chart, just your adorable self. Quintiles are 72-degree angles. They're kind of rare. They've got to be pretty tight, 72. And I'll just say this. You have almost a complete pentagram of the moon in Aries, but quintile Uranus. Again, you can get the liberating, sane part of people to resonate, you know, and then Uranus quintiles Venus in Virgo, your dedicated medicine work in the environment, and then Venus quintiles Chiron, and I was just, for the fun of it, as a blessing, going, and you will have a complete pentagram at the end of this year, as the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction fills that in. You will be indefatigably influential for the next 20 years. So there.
Wow. Well, that's a
good one. I just wanted to bring it up with the wonderful, the Leaf and the Marilyn and the Stephen and the what do they call it, parts of ourselves that, you know, the sane reverence and the irresistible eloquence. The reason I love what the quintile represents is it's a capacity to be like a tuning fork to hold a true perception so that it hums in others. So it's like, in a chord. But we're on our way out, and I want to give you the last word, Diane Wilson. Is there anything, what would you most like to see or to bring into play in a short way?
I plan on doing it in a pretty fast way. I want zero discharge of all plastic. Yeah. I want it this year.
Okay, zero. That's good. Okay, zero discharge of plastics this year. That's wonderful. Thank you, Diane Wilson, and thank you so much, the Bardops, Lucretia Burton, and TRA. I'm Caroline Casey. We'll reconvene next week. Thank you so much, team. Woof.
Thank you,
Diane.
Caroline.
Yay.